following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is AJ Taylor with KIOW and Kim Adams from the Denver Forum. AJ, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, good to talk with you again. One of the questions I have has to do with this FBI probe summary going into the Clinton emails. You made some comments about this. I kind of want to go back over what your thoughts are with regards to the summary from the FBI. What are you thinking about this whole thing?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it would be everything dealing with interviews of the FBI with Hillary Clinton around the 4th of July, if you remember that period of time. And then it would be dealing with the stuff that they dealt with their chief of staff and other staff people of hers, all questioning the FBI on the email situation. So where we are is on July the 6th, I wrote a letter to the FBI director, five-page letter with a lot of questions. And I think that we are trying to get answers to those questions. And the FBI director said that he sent a letter to my Washington office and that he answered the letter. And I will have to wait until either I or my staff get through it to tell you whether or not that's satisfactory. But they also submitted all of their Q&As, except for those that the Central Intelligence Agency thought would hurt national security. They sent all of the emails up to Capitol Hill for what we call Senate security. So I told the FBI director in a phone call 48 hours ago that sending up classified and non-classified material in the same batch to Senate security made it very difficult for us to separate the classified from those points that aren't classified. So I sent a letter to Senate security yesterday saying that I hope that, and I know it's a big job, but I hope they'll separate the classified email that can't be made public from the non-classified email that can be made public, so the public can know what's going on with the email situation with Hillary Clinton. The candidate Hillary Clinton or her campaign said that they hope that the non-classified information can be made public so everybody knows what's going on. But the bottom line of it is that she made several statements since the emails were made, or we were made knowledgeable about the emails, March 2015. She said that everything she did was within the law. And, of course, now we know because of what the FBI director said, she was misleading the public. So we need to get all of this out on the table so that the public knows everything and transparency brings accountability.
Thank you, Senator. I have kind of a follow-up question to that. This is Kim Adams, and it's great talking to you again, too. In reference to the Hillary Clinton emails, if you were in her shoes, how would you have handled this situation differently to alleviate all the suspicion and the public's perception of duplicity?
Well, on a very small scale, I deal with some secured information. But most often I have to go to a special office to read it, or else we get briefed in a closed session, so you can't talk about it afterwards. And it's just best, from my point of view, to do two things. First of all, not make classified email public in any way. And she made very clear that she, or at least the FBI for her, made very clear that she misled the public when she said she didn't handle any of that stuff or handled it in a secure manner. And so some of it got out. So the best thing to do is to make sure you don't mishandle it in the first place. And second, in her case, where for a whole 15 months she misled the public, I'd follow the rule, if you always tell the truth, you don't have to know what you told somebody else.
Let's follow up on that for just a second, because there might be some listeners who may be a little bit confused. Okay, so they're sending classified information and non-classified information up to this one room, and all of this has to deal with the emails that were sent in. For those people who may be out there assuming things, does that implicate that there actually was classified information that was shot out through these emails, and now you have to go and look at that, or how does that work?
No. What it is there's no doubt that there was classified email mishandled and possibly jeopardizing national security, particularly if her server was hacked, and there's reason to believe it would be hacked. That comes directly from the FBI director. So there's no question about that. Now, what this is that we're getting is those emails that are both classified and non-classified, and they come up commingled. They need to be separated so that the unclassified emails can be made public. The classified emails cannot be made public. And it's a way of the FBI director following through on the transparency that he said was so important in this case. And then that's why he had that news conference on July the 5th.
Yes, I have another question, and it has to do with the prison sentencing reform bill that you've been promoting in the Senate. I understand that it has been blocked. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, blocked, not in the sense that everything is wrong about the bill. There's some senators believe that, but I think we got an overwhelming bipartisan majority to get the thing passed. But there are some Republican senators up for election that don't want to deal with it between now and the election, and that's basically what's holding it up. And I think Senator McConnell, that sets the agenda for the United States Senate, is sensitive to that point of view.
Senator, if we can shift gears just a bit and take a look at the possibility of ag mergers that are taking place. You're looking for a collaboration between the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission. Why this avenue?
They don't normally collaborate, and most instances I wouldn't be asking them to collaborate. But there's two mergers up, Syngenta, ChemChina, and the Dow Chemical one. And Justice is looking at Dow. Federal Trade Commission is looking at Syngenta. And I think they ought to be looking at them along the same lines, at least as the law would allow them to do it. And I'm asking for that collaboration, so that so we kind of get the same approach to whether or not it's anti-competitive, because that's what the law is all about. So consequently, then we sent this letter, and since I don't think people in the FTC and the Justice Department know as much about agriculture as they should, and the impact of these mergers on agriculture, that I've asked them to consult with experts in the Department of Agriculture as well. We seek this information whether these came up at the same time or not, the same issue is at stake, that when you have mergers, you reduce competition, and usually when you reduce competition, prices go up.
Thank you, AJ and Kim, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.